How to interest people.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. I got here a copy of a book that's very rarely read, though often talked about, called How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. This original book came out in 1936, I believe is the date. This copy, I've had, you can tell it's old. It's beat up. I got this. This is one of the first, I guess you could say, success-based books. I bought this in the late 90s. It was actually a friend had it recommended to him from another friend, from a kind of a mentor figure. And I figured, oh, well, that sounds good. Let me grab it. And it's got one of those titles that is misleading because it sounds very manipulative. And honestly, a whole lot of the deal with this book could be used for manipulation's sake. And I think that's why it's gotten a bad rap. But if you could look at it from a decent perspective, and if you used it for the forces of good versus evil, I think you'd get quite a lot out of it, although it's written in a very older style, very much more educated, not as direct as you would get from most books today, but each chapter has a little lesson that gets reviewed at the very end. It's really simple and straightforward. So the one I wanted to mention to you is this chapter, and this isn't just about one-on-one relationships, which is what this book is mainly about. This the same concepts can be applied to your marketing or what have you, and especially this one, how to interest people. This was I don't know if it's chapter five or it's part five or what, because it's kind of broke up into different sections. It is chapter five of part of the six ways to make people like you section. This is funny the way it's titled, which is part two. This is chapter five of part two of this book. And what it will normally do is it goes through like a little story or whatever, but I just like the lesson of this. In the very end, it says that the principle number five is talk in terms of other people's interests. This is really a deep concept because, and it's very simple. It's very plain spoken. And yes, it can be used for manipulation, but really for any form of communication, you should be talking in the person's interest that you're talking to. If you're not talking in their interest, technically you are boring them automatically. If they are not interested about what you're talking about, you should not be talking, and you should consider their interests first versus what you are trying to communicate. And it doesn't matter in what situation this is, but if you can take it from the situation of being a business owner or being an executive, and you're in charge of the messaging that's going out via marketing and other forms of PR and communication from your company, then this is really what it's all about. It's talking in terms of the other person's interest. And so often, when it comes from a business perspective, we're thinking about, what do we want to say? What message do we want to get out there? What product do we want people to buy? Instead of looking at the customer as being the central figure, or the prospective customer, or what have you, the person you're communicating with, and looking at it from their interests first, and then tying that back eventually to a product or service that you recognize. It's a simple lesson, very tough to wrap your mind around, because it isn't how we naturally work. It isn't how we naturally think in most cases. Some people have a personality or a knack for it, but in most cases, we don't. In most cases, we're very self-centered in a sense, and it's for survival sense. But then when we get to a point where you're in an interconnected society, when you're in any type of a free working society where it takes other people to be able to get things done, then this is really what's necessary. And it's one of those things that isn't taught in schools. It isn't discussed hardly enough. I mean, really, it should be discussed in churches and everywhere else about the necessity of how to communicate with people and how to work with people without tearing your hair out or getting angry or throwing things. So this is great book for that, How to Win Friends and Influence People. The best way to read this book I found is just to read it just one little bit at a time. It's filled with stories. Read one little story at a time, even if it doesn't get you through a whole chapter or a whole lesson. Just read one little bit at a time, then set it aside and go back to it again in a day or two. Great book, and it's something to always consider is the other person first. That simple thing can dynamically change your marketing. It's all about being customer-centric, and it's a major piece of what I teach with what I do. If you'd like more from my perspective on what I think could be helpful to your business, go check out 9 Ways to Amazon-Proof Your Business. You get a free copy at amazonproofbook.com. It'll help you with actual strategies that you could put into place. Now, these aren't the type of things that are going to turn things around right away in most cases, but they are the type of things that if you stick with them for a long-term period, you're going to have amazing results. That's amazonproofbook.com for your own free copy, or you can go buy a copy wherever books are sold. 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. I'll be back here tomorrow. In the meantime, you get out there and let the magic happen.